It is 4:18, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner today, brought to you by Top to Bottom. They've been in business over 35 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacements to repair and emergency service. For your roofing needs, call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, it is Throwback Thursday.
Indeed.
And our throwback year today is 1988.
Yes.
And one of the biggest movies that came out that year was Die Hard.
Oh,
yeah.
Christmas movie,
yes. I did watch it at Christmas time for the first time like 2 years ago.
And
I loved it.
Of course
I thought it was
you did.
And I was like,
why
haven't I seen this before?
You really loved it?
I liked it.
This is not your kind of movie.
It is really not, but I really enjoyed it.
Okay.
I enjoyed it more than I thought I would.
Okay, good.
Well, good. So Die Hard is based on a 1979 novel called Nothing Lasts Forever by Roderick Thorpe.
Okay.
You're a big fan of Thorpe's work, I know.
I love Thorpe.
Die Hard follows New York City police detective John McClane, played by Bruce Willis, who is caught up in a terrorist takeover of a Los Angeles skyscraper while visiting his estranged wife.
Mm.
And the film was pitched as Rambo in an office building.
Yeah. Pretty
accurate,
right on. Pretty
right?
accurate.
Yeah. It was also the film debut of Alan Rickman, who played German terrorist leader Hans Gruber.
Yeah, he can't remember.
And Reginald Bell Johnson.
Yes.
As LAPD Sergeant Al Powell.
But,
yes.
but better known later
better
on
known,
as Carl Winslow
that's
from
right.
Family Matters.
That's right.
Yeah.
So Die Hard was based on the novel sequel to The Detective, which was a film that starred Frank Sinatra at one time. And so the studio was contractually obliged to offer him the role of John McClane. Had to offer Frank Sinatra the role of John McClane.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Sinatra, who was 70 at the time, he declined. And that probably was the right choice for him.
Well done.
And
thank
everybody
you, Frank.
Involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. The role was also turned down by a host of the decade's most popular actors, including Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone.
Wow.
At the time, Bruce Willis was known mainly for his comedic role in the romantic comedy TV show Moonlighting. Starring opposite Sybil Shepherd.
Yeah.
He declined the role because of his contractual obligations to Moonlighting, but when Shepherd became pregnant, the show's production was stopped for 11 weeks, giving Willis enough time to take the role.
Look at that.
The choice was controversial, as Willis had only starred in one other film, the moderately successful comedy movie Blind Date in 1987. So he was more known for comedy than action at the time.
And he got a lot of real blowback about it, I think.
Yeah. He received $5 million, though,
for
the role, giving him a salary comparable to more successful established film actors. Executives at 20th Century Fox justified the figure by saying Die Hard needed an actor of Willis's potential and that his everyman persona was essential to conveying the idea that the hero could actually fail.
Yeah.
Other Fox sources were reported as saying the studio was desperate for a star after being turned down by so many other popular actors.
Bruce will do it.
He'll do it. So principal photography started in November of 1987 and concluded by early March of 1988. The corporate headquarters of 20th Century Fox, the very same movie studio that was making the movie, proved to be the perfect location for the movie's Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
As it was still under construction, there wasn't a whole lot they needed to do to the space to make it ready for the movie.
Sure.
Willis insisted on performing many of his own stunts, including rolling down steps and standing on top of an active elevator.
Oh, geez.
During a scene where McClane shoots a terrorist through a table, Willis suffered permanent two-thirds hearing loss in his left ear caused by firing loud blank cartridges close to his head.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow. Two-thirds?
Yeah. So expectations for Die Hard were low. Some marketing materials completely omitted Bruce Willis's image, ostensibly because the publicity team determined that the setting was as important as
So just left him off completely.
Yes.
That's wild.
Upon its release in July of 1988, initial reviews were mixed. Die Hard has been critically reevaluated and is now considered one of the greatest action films of all time. It's considered to have revitalized the action genre.
Wow.
Largely due to its depiction of McClane as a vulnerable and fallible protagonist in contrast to the muscle-bound and invincible heroes of other films of the time period.
It's, you know, if Arnold Schwarzenegger or Sylvester Stallone had taken the gig, it would have been
totally
different.
And due to its Christmas Eve setting, Die Hard is also often named one of the best Christmas films, although its status as a Christmas film is disputed.
It is every year.
A 2018 poll of 2,200 Americans determined that only 25% supported its status as a Christmas movie. Those aged between 30 and 44, who were young during the peak of the film's popularity, were most in favor.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's set during Christmas. That's really...
That's the only reason it's a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Really. Yeah. Is Santa even in it?
Is that your criteria for
kind
Christmas?
Of.
If Santa appears?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, then I don't know, to be honest. I'm laughing.
I mean, it's kind of an important part of it, right?
Where would you want Santa to appear?
Not exactly? In this movie. I don't know.
With Hans Gruber?
Maybe. I don't know. So the success of Die Hard spawned four film sequels. In July of 2007, Bruce Willis donated his undershirt that he wore in the film to the National Museum of American History at the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
The blood and sweat stained shirt is considered iconic.
Ugh.
An emblem of McClane's difference from archetypal invincible heroes. And Fox Plaza has become a popular tourist attraction, although the building itself cannot be toured. But you can go stand outside it.
You can go outside, of course you can. You picked out a record to go along with the Die Hard, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song off of the movie's soundtrack, which may surprise you, but it's Singing in the Rain by Gene Kelly.
On the soundtrack, you say. All right, I believe you. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. Gene Kelly's Singing in the Rain. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because that song is on the soundtrack for Die Hard.
Die Hard, there.
Which was released in 1988, and that's our Throwback Thursday year today.
It is. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Frank Sinatra was offered the role of John McClane.
Die Hard was the film debut for Alan Rickman and Reginald Vell Johnson.
And according to a 2018 poll, 25% of Americans consider Die Hard a Christmas movie.
And they are correct. They are correct. It is Christmassy. No word on if Santa actually appears. If you know if Santa makes an appearance in Die Hard, do text us, will you please?
Yeah,
at 222-4000, yay or nay.
It's been a while. I've only seen it the once.
Yeah.
And it's been a couple years. So.
Yeah, I don't know. Santa doesn't stand out to me in the movie, but who knows? Who knows? You could have just missed it. Folks want to learn more about Die Hard. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. Yeah. If you go to legends1027.com, on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It's all right there. And you can catch up on Straws from yesterday. If you missed it, don't roll your eyes. There's a lot there.
You'll learn more than you think.
You will.
You'll find it more interesting than you realize.
More tomorrow at 4:10?
Yes.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Sarah.
You're
Ed
welcome.
Smith with traffic here in a moment. The weather forecast from meteorologist Josh Nichols. It's all here and more of the music that you love. No need to change the channel. We're staying right here.